Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this June 19th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Maliff here, welcoming in our great friends from UW Extension. We have Hmong Outreach Specialist with us, and Ka, I want you to say your name so the audience hears it properly before I muck it up all over.
It's Kazua.
Kazua. I'm so sorry. I will let you know, there's a listener that we have calling in and another guest that we have, and their name is Greg. And for some reason, I have trouble with the name Greg, too. So I'm just bad with names. But Kazua, I really do appreciate you being here and appreciate the subject matter that we're going to get into today.
Yes.
So, kind of a continuation of our last conversation, by the way.
Yeah. Yes. So our last conversation was all about the intergenerational trauma within the Hmong community. And just because of the Vietnam War and the secret war in Laos, how this trauma has been passed down to the newer generations. And so I know that last time we ran out of time. We could have sat there all day and talked. Yeah. But, you know, it's that continuation of, you know, what can we do from this point on to bring awareness to just the, not even just the Hmong community, but the general community, because there's mental health everywhere.
I think a good point is in the purpose of that and how much we believe in that, mean that is that we are continuing this conversation. You're mm-hmm. right. We could have wrapped it up right there, or we could have talked for days, but we wrap up there. And, you know, there's plenty of things that I know you guys at Extension want to talk about, want to highlight. The fact that we're going to continue to talk about this not only speaks to the importance of it, but I think the relatability of it too. Mm-hmm. After our last interview, we talked during the interview, and I talked to my mom about it, and there was such relatability from other creeds, other cultures mm-hmm. about this. What I was really impressed with was members of our community reaching out and talking about that and how they felt it was relatable, and people from walks of life that I wouldn't have guessed and I wouldn't have expected. I appreciate that, not only from our listeners out there and the feedback, but just in this subject in general. Mm-hmm. I think with that is a big part of why, not only why we're talking about it, but the mental health part of this, mm-hmm. the healing that can happen from this, that for some that didn't even realize they needed healing. You know, mm-hmm. that's I know that we're getting better about mental health, and I know we're talking about it better, but there's so many layers to it. And there are so many people out there. For every person that is identifying trauma and able to approach it and work on it mm-hmm. and everything, there's so many out there that don't even realize they're dealing with trauma, or that they have PTSD mm-hmm. from this particular subject or mm-hmm. something along those lines. And when they're triggered, they don't even know that they're being triggered. So hopefully that's another part of this conversation, that people that may be struggling out there are also being tuned into that.
Oh yeah, and you brought up a really good point, James, just because like in our conversations we talk about the trauma with war, right? But it doesn't have to be something huge like war that brings trauma to you, or any kind of lived experiences. I think of anything as big as a car accident or a house fire, right? But it could be as small as just a really bad experience at school or at the grocery line, or just with somebody in general in the community. That's trauma too, that you really don't think about, but the next time you experience something similar or you see something similar, just that it's that flight or freeze, right? And most people really freeze because they're going through the same emotions and the same trauma again. And so I think one of the biggest things that we don't talk about is that when that happens, we really unintentionally pass it down, like I had said earlier, to our kids. And because we had such a bad experience, we're going to make sure that our kids are sheltered. And so the kids don't have the same experiences, but yet at the same time, the world does change, times change. And so when we shelter our kids, then they never experience the real world, or it's that culture shock once they go into the real world, right? Because mm-hmm. they don't know what reality is. And so I always say we unintentionally pass it on to our kids. And so that's why we have this generational trauma. What we are afraid of, we instill in our kids unintentionally, and it just continues unless we recognize it and try to break that trauma.
Mm-hmm. I have my father's eyes, my mother's hair, and you know, anybody out there listening can say something similar to that of having, you know, inheriting something from a parent or something. This stuff isn't any different. Mm-hmm. The trauma, some of that stuff gets just inherited just as well as these other things do. Mm-hmm. And while it's not maybe a scientific DNA kind of thing, it is something that if you as a parent are going through something, more times than not, your kid ends up dealing with that and handling, feeling some of that too. And that's not, that's something to identify, not to feel guilty for. We don't need parents to have more things to feel guilty about. You know, we already do that enough as parents. Mm-hmm. This is something to address, not to feel bad about or anything. Because it's, again, we're so much of this, and this topic, I think, it needs to be brought up more often. When we're talking about mental health, there's no judgment here. Mm-hmm. At least I can speak for me, and I feel pretty confident that Kazuha feels very similar to this, that what we want just people to be aware of this stuff, mm-hmm. and to catch up on these things, because as a society, we're catching up. Mm-hmm. We're trying to fix the hole in the boat on the water. You know, we're trying to do this in real time. So we all need to give each other some grace. And maybe just as importantly, or maybe the most important part of this, give yourself some grace on this subject matter. That's how we heal. That's how we get better as a society. And hopefully some of these things our kids inherit are just our funny noses, you know, or something like that. And not so much, you know, some of these other things. But I feel like for most people, when I'm trying to explain this to them about generational trauma, mm-hmm. or how that could be passed on, the you know, hair or the things that we inherit from our parents, using that as an example is a great way of doing that. Mm-hmm. It seems to make that connection for people. You brought up another great point of this too, though, of the idea that actions or certain events sometimes can do that. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily know when something is going to be triggered or when mm-hmm. something is going to trigger you with a topic.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like I had said earlier, it could just be, you could be doing your own little thing, taking a walk, and just the slightest noise or the slightest movement of something could really trigger all of that, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I always encourage others to begin having that conversation with their parents or their grandparents or just with their family members, anybody, just because if we keep it silent, we're never going to truly understand the trauma that they went through. For example, my personal parents, we have never had that conversation of their journey from Laos to Thailand to America, just because I know it was very traumatic for my parents. And so I know that we know little bits and pieces. We know some of the things that happened to my older sisters. But other than that, we really don't know what that journey was like, besides knowing that it was traumatic. And so as kids growing up, we never wanted to have my parents go through that traumatic experience again, right? Just because it was so hard on them. However, now that we're all getting older and my parents are starting to understand mental wellness, my mom is starting to open up and kind of talk about life back then, which is really good for her, just because you can see the good times shining through. She talks about her parents and her sisters and her brothers. And so it's something that we never really heard, or like we never really heard these stories growing up. But now that mental health is out there and it's becoming more, I want to say, normalized, right? I think she's starting to heal, which is great to see, because, you know, she's going through these experiences, but she's finding the good parts of it. And then she's, on the other hand, she's, like I said, she's healing. And so she's able to be more present with her mm-hmm. kids and her grandkids. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that we all really truly love and enjoy, just seeing that happier side of my mom. Not saying that she was never happy, but now you can just see like all this weight lifted off her shoulder.
Right. You know, you see, you can tell the difference when you see it, mm-hmm. you know, that got me. My mom and I are going through a similar thing. I should say my mother is going through a similar mm-hmm. thing right now, too. And mm-hmm. I'm so, on a personal level, really happy for her, for your mom, and for you guys mm-hmm. as a family on a lot of levels. Mm-hmm. That's really encouraging to hear. And it also reminds me and speaks to something. And I am every day trying to be a better parent and trying to be a better person and all those things. So I'm not saying any of this from on top of a mountain or anything like that. I got to learn and I got to take my own medicine as much as anybody. But the job of a parent, what's our, you know, protecting our kids, keeping our kids safe, job number one, certainly taking care of them and all, but also preparing them for the next stage, for them to be able to fly out of the nest. Mm-hmm. And we do them no service if we're not preparing them for life. Mm-hmm. It's the job. Most of us don't want our kids to leave the nest and everything, or hang on to them to be young as long as possible, but mm-hmm. that's not how time works. And this is the gift that we're given as parents of getting to see our kids take flight. Okay. And one of the ways of doing that is giving them some world perspective, mm-hmm. some ideas of, you may see me now, but this isn't where I started. Mm-hmm. It took all of this for me to get to this point. Mm-hmm. When I hear about what my mom and dad went through just to go on a first date, let alone to have me, mm-hmm. It gave me perspective when I had kids and some of that, and to share with them, along with all the other life examples they shared. When your mom shared that with you, I can only imagine the amount of not only empathy, but perspective and different, appreciation mm-hmm. that came to you, along with just the wonderfulness of knowing our own personal history. Mm-hmm. Every single person has an amazing story. And if you think your story is amazing, well, imagine your grandparent or your grandparents' grandparents, mm-hmm. how their story was. And I admit that this is a little bit part of my culture. It's a very important part of Jewish culture to pass down history mm-hmm. for thousands of years and continuing. My people have been just scorched, just done. And there was no internet to keep our track of our history. So it was important to our people to pass it on down. I used to think this was a very Jewish thing. This is a cultural thing. This is like almost every culture has that. And so what we're doing when we're sharing these personal stories, we're just continuing our legacies. We're continuing one of the important parts of all of our cultures mm-hmm. To share these stories. And along with that, giving some perspective, helping our kids be better adults, I think, mm-hmm. In the long run and where this goes, along with all the healing that can be done. Mm-hmm. And you don't need a nowadays it feels like you turn there's a supplement for or a pill for everything, and it has like 30,000 side effects. This is not that. This is something that you can just do on your own through healing, through time. I wouldn't encourage necessarily just jumping right into this. You as a person have to think about this first, I think, but it's doable. And you don't need to worry about a bunch of side effects or anything.
Oh yeah, it is very doable. And just being, like you said, just it takes healing, it takes time, but just being supported by the right people too. Surrounding yourself with people who will support you throughout this journey is super important. Whether it's just somebody listening, right? They don't really have to give you feedback or anything of that sort. Just being that listener and just listening to you, I think is super important. Just making sure that you have that support network around you. And I'm glad you mentioned the kids, because I think of my own personal kids. When my mom started talking about these things, I think it changed my kids' perspectives mm-hmm. on how their grandparents are too, just mm-hmm. because, they were born and raised in America. They're yeah. very Americanized, I can tell you that. And it's a completely different mindset from our elders, because they have gone through so much. And so the expectations of our elders for, like, my parents' expectations of me, it's like anybody's, right? They wanted me to either become a doctor or a lawyer. Go get my PhD and all of that. And so it wasn't anything on their end. It's not their fault or anything, but it's what they wanted us to do better, right? They came to America. They wanted us to be successful. And so, I think that was something different. I always say, now I will support my kids no matter what. Mm-hmm. But whenever we have that conversation of, oh, grandma and grandpa wanted us to do this, I think my kids weren't always 100% sure why, but now that they are starting to hear grandma and grandpa's stories, they're changing that mindset and they're becoming more understanding and, like you said, more empathetic about the journey and everything that's happened.
So much of this is like trying to, especially for the children of the of kids, and we're all children of immigrants. Mm-hmm. We all are in this country, so it's not just that, but certainly the newer or whatever, however you want to say it, when it comes to that, that gift of that perspective, what that can give, is so unique to each individual family, and each individual story is so important and unique. And I think not only does it give that, but give some pride, give some strength to a kid, confidence to a child, which is another part of what we're trying to do here and as adults in building up the younger generations and everything, along with that I keep coming back to that perspective that is so hard to, I don't know that you can necessarily teach perspective. I don't think you can really, you know, hey, read this book and it's going to give you that. It's life. And and the more personal it gets, the more we are more likely to have that perspective. So when it is on a personal basis, like your grandparents or something, good on them for sharing. And to everybody out there that is being that kind of brave. And I don't use that word lightly, but brave in sharing those things. Another thing that can be really helpful with this is some of the resources that you guys have available over at UW. And I really appreciate you being able to highlight some of these, anybody out there listening, especially to, you know, one other part of this. I know that I am focusing a lot on the parent and child dynamic. There are individuals out there that are probably struggling or dealing with things, and maybe your kids are older or out of the house, or maybe you don't have kids if you're alone or something. These resources can be just as available to you as anybody else, and encourage you to reach out and share your stories just as much. Your stories are just as important as any others too. And what are some of the resources available?
I always say I am the bilingual community health worker. I work predominantly with the Hmong community, but if you need somebody to listen to you or just to find resource for you, you can definitely reach out to me. I will never turn anyone away. I'm here to support everybody in the community. You can reach me at 715-421-8502. That's my direct line and extension. Otherwise, you know, I always say it's super important to know 988. That is the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. You can call or you can text that number. If you're unsure of calling, just text it. Somebody will respond, and there's always somebody there. Some of the other resources, some are more county, some state, some federal, but Wood County Human Services, they offer mental health outpatient services and therapy for all ages, right? The children, the elders, the adulthood, right? Anybody. And so we have two locations, one's in Wisconsin Rapids and one's in Marshfield. If you feel like you might need help with mental health problems, you can call the outpatient clinic receptionist. The Wisconsin Rapids number is 715-421-8840. And in Marshfield, it's 715-387-4529. And I can definitely send these numbers to James, too, so that he can put it on the website. And so it's, you know, more people are aware. But or like if you're going through anything, most workplaces have the Employee Assistant Program, so the EAP. Talk to your HR, talk to your supervisor, your manager. They always have the connection. They know most places have free sessions. Mm-hmm. And so it's really important to know what resources are out there. Some other ones that I'm going to shout out to is NAMI. It's the National Alliance of Mental Illness. They're amazing.
Great people.
Even if you don't have their direct, if you don't call, they have so many different resources. Mm-hmm. Their website is www.nami.org. So it's www.nami.org. And the other one is SAMHSA. So it's the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. They are amazing as well. Yeah. I love all their content. Let's just say that. And any kind of webinars or trainings you can get through them, it's amazing. It's SAMHSA.gov. And so any resources related to mental health or substance use, you can definitely go there. They're really there to support everybody.
Always good talking with you. really do appreciate the time. Looking forward to the next conversation already. Thank you again for everything, Kazuo. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you for having me today, James.
Say hi to the UW Extension staff over there for us, and we'll talk to you guys again real soon. Appreciate you. And appreciate all of you out there joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic.